You may be wondering what gunpowder is made of. Well, I can tell you, and I'll try to keep it simple. The raw ingredients are 75% saltpeter, 10% sulphur, and 15% charcoal. These are lumpy when they arrive, so we grind them down separately into powdery granules. We then take each material to the mixing house, where we mix them together, making what we call the green charge. We then take this to the charge house until it is needed at the mills, very dangerous buildings, but more on that later on your tour. The mills have huge mill wheels which mill and squash the charge until it is sort of pressed down powder. The powder is then taken to the cake press house, where powerful presses squeeze it into 1-inch thick slabs. We then break the cake into pieces to go into barrels for transporting. We then turn the cake into two main gunpowder products in the buildings further upstream. Finished powder comes in either grain or pellet form. For quality control, we have a powder testing area, complete with an old cannon. We have to shoot an 8-inch diameter cannonball a certain distance to meet the specification. That ball is heavy, I can tell you. Black powder isn't suitable for gun sports, but the local fur and feathers fraternity use it just the same. Thing is, the hunted animal has a sporting chance. After aiming and firing the black powder cartridge, a huge black cloud of smoke appears between the hunted and the hunter, making it difficult to know whether the shot has reached its target.